Iran's religious opposition appears to be in control, with reports the Bakhtiar government has been toppled, but no official word yet on the resignation of the prime minister. As Keith Miller reports from Tehran, the violence continues.
A fighting flash from one section of the city to the other. Fires erupting from burning tanks and trucks. Islamic revolution spread through the city with a holy vengeance. Flashes from West Tehran continue tonight, perhaps tank or artillery fire. Bands of revolutionary patrols slide cautiously down dark streets. Anti-Western feeling is running high, right along with the scent of victory. Some 5,000 Americans are still in Tehran, their fate over the next few turbulent days unknown. The U.S. Embassy is not answering calls at this hour. Only a small token Marine Guard can be seen. Keith Miller, NBC News, Tehran.
U.S. Defense Secretary Harold Brown is in Saudi Arabia for talks with leaders of that oil-rich country. NBC correspondent John Cochran has a report.
As the second day of talks began, the Saudis wanted to know exactly what Secretary Brown meant on Saturday when he said the United States is ready to take a more active role in the Persian Gulf. The Saudi foreign minister and defense officials listened as the Americans urged the Saudis to join with other friendly Arab states in some sort of regional alliance aimed at discouraging communist expansion. The smaller Arab states have financial power because of their oil, but they are weak militarily. So the United States is urging the Persian Gulf countries to cooperate with Egypt, which has a large army, but which needs all the financial help it can get from the wealthy Arabs. John Cochran, NBC News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Senator Henry Jackson is predicting long lines at gasoline stations within a year, along with gasoline prices of $1 a gallon. Jackson, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, said the U.S. will have to start conserving gasoline soon and should start by closing service stations on Sunday. The Hour's lead story, fires continue to burn in Tehran, the fighting continues, as supporters of the religious opposition take control of much of the capital of Iran. Ann Taylor, NBC News.
News on the Hour from American Information Radio, Ian McLeod reporting. The government of Iranian Prime Minister Shapour Bakhtiar appears to have collapsed today after 2 days of vicious street fighting that has left hundreds dead. There are reports that Prime Minister Bakhtiar has resigned, but Bakhtiar's whereabouts are not known. Religious leader Ayatollah Khomeini's chosen Prime Minister, Mehdi Bazargan, is expected to take over as head of the government within hours. There are still about 7,000 Americans in Iran. In Washington, State Department spokesman Ken Brown told ABC News what precautions are being taken to protect those Americans.
We are moving six passenger-carrying helicopters to a closer location outside Iran in the event that it becomes necessary to use them in moving Americans out of Tehran. We are also shifting a small detachment of 69 Marines to a forward location outside Iran in the event that they might be needed to assist the 19 Marines who are presently guarding the embassy.
State Department spokesman Ken Brown, the Iranian embassy in Washington has been taken over by a group of junior diplomats who support Ayatollah Khomeini. The events in Iran are causing great concern in Saudi Arabia, where U.S. Defense Secretary Harold Brown today pledged even closer U.S. economic and military ties with the Saudis. Of great concern to the United States is the cutoff of Iranian oil. More on that from John Cooley in Dahran, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia will not cut back its oil production, which has been increased recently, to help make up for the world shortfall caused by loss of Iran's exports. Sources close to Saudi oil minister Ahmed Zaki Amani told me in Riyadh today the kingdom now produces about 10 million barrels a day and will not cut back beyond 9.5 million. This would still be an increase because the average ceiling set for this year was only 8.5 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabia does plan to increase prices of the extra oil exported. John Cooley, ABC News, Dahran, Saudi Arabia.
Senator Henry Jackson, a Washington Democrat and chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, called today for the immediate ban on Sunday gasoline sales. In a Washington interview, Jackson said gasoline rationing is no longer a question of whether, but when. And Jackson also said the United States should, in his words, take a leaf from the Russian book, saying the U.S. should use surrogate forces to protect Mideast oil supplies.
The dawn brings a new day to Iran, a new government to the country. Confusion and chaos remain with the bodies of soldiers and civilians killed in battle. The Ayatollah Khomeini, his whereabouts a secret for security, congratulated his army of believers on television. Khomeini cautioned calm and order must be restored. There are reports of young Iranians looting. Everyone in the city seems armed, ready for yet another day of fighting. Gunshots echo through the streets from the few remaining troops still loyal to the Constitution, defending to the end a government extinguished within the flames of revolt. Keith Miller, NBC News, Tehran.
Secretary of State Vance conferred with President Carter today at Camp David. Presumably, one topic discussed, the situation in Iran. The president is now back in Washington, and as Judy Woodruff reports from the White House, the situation in Iran remains unclear.
The view here of what is happening over there may surprise people who think the White House knows everything. Late this afternoon, officials here said they didn't know for sure whether Bakhtiar had resigned, that they hadn't been in contact with him all day. They said they had been in touch with almost all the other involved parties in Tehran, including the army, and apparently aides close to Khomeini, but not with Khomeini himself. There is a serious question, one official told me, as to who is running the government. Judy Woodruff, NBC News, the White House.
Helicopters and a small group of U.S. Marines are being sent to bases in Turkey to be used to evacuate Americans from neighboring Iran if that should become necessary. Officials point out it's merely a precautionary move. The Hour's lead story, no official word on whether or not Prime Minister Bakhtiar of Iran has resigned. Most of Tehran appears to be in the control of the opposition. Ann Taylor, NBC News.